ماركس صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
للهدى حقي وفقني إلهي.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of ماركس صحابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program. It is with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuhu. The date today is the 2nd of Jumad al-Ula 1446. And inshallah, we'll be discussing the events of Jumad al-Ula. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, the events of Jumad al-Ula, Mufti Saab, please open it up for us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First thing we should know is today is the 2nd of Jumad al-Ula in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, 90-95% of the world. There might be just few countries that today is the first, but we can say by and large over 90%. So for that we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. It's not only the calendar, it must get united, that we, our hearts must also be united. We always tell you in the bliss of marriage, it's not the bodies only must meet, the hearts have to meet. Ya wadud, ya wadud, ya wadud. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina, Allahumma aslih zata baynina. Ya Allah, unite our hearts. Ya Allah, whatever problems they are, bring about reform, goodness, and you know, islah, reformation within our hearts, that we all can then forgive and carry on with the future, inshallah. Second is, why do we discuss all these type of issues and so forth, what happened? Because Quran Sharif tells us in Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 111, the last verse, وَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that remember in these events, episodes, incidents, stories, there are lessons to be learned and so forth. Our Islamic history is not written in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama, not scholars for dollars. And the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. I just sent out something now this morning. Our leader, Yahya Sinwar, rahimahullah, when they did all the autopsy tests and what have you, prior to his martyrdom, 3 days he didn't eat anything. Imagine. And he was fighting right till his last breath. So that is why you see there's so much Bisharat and Bushra and so forth. Yesterday I sent out to thousands of people the lady who saw the dream of Yahya Sinwar, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Rahimahullah, and we see our brother Ismail Haniya. These are all the leaders of Hamas, how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is elated, delighted with them. So that was the aim of their life, that they wanted to be obtained that martyrdom and shahadat. For us as Muslims, as Umar Mukhtar said of Libya, we don't have a third option. We will never ever surrender. Imma azafar wa imma shahada. Either we go for victory or either go for martyrdom. And that is what the Quran Sharif teaches us. Illa ihdal husnayain. That one of the two things, and in both ways there is victory for us. So once you understood that, then we will understand why it's important to go into our archives and our history. Jumad al-Ula, the first dry month. You know, the people at that time, they kept these names and so forth. So first Jumad al-Ula, 583, Salahuddin Ayyubi enters Akka. Now we, as the Ummah, I'm not speaking of now South Africa or our provinces, I'm speaking to the Ummah. How many of us ever read the life history of Salahuddin Ayyubi, Saladin the Just? If you find 20%, 25%, you'll be lucky. At our Darul Ulooms also, they don't teach. Majority of the Darul Ulooms. So you must remember, it's an indictment that you must remember this. Hey, teach you some funny kitabs of logic and falsafa, all outdated, got no place. You must. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Nawarullah Mirqadahu of Pakistan, he was the Ra'is of the Wifaqul Madaris and so forth. He completed our Bukhari Sharif. That was one, we were the, one of the last students. In that Khatam Bukhari, he said, I tell the ulama, all these kitabs even mention sullam and das and das. He says, "Ko nikal dena chahiye, lekin hamare ulama sunte nahi." I was there. I'm the student of Mufti Mahmood Sahib. Mufti Mahmood Gangohi is buried there. This is Mufti Mahmood of Pakistan. So we can't think, you see. So that's a big problem today. Waste of time things we teach. The real things we're supposed to teach, that we don't teach. So about Salahuddin, every madrasa should be teaching, every primary madrasa, every Muslim school, every Muslim institution should be teaching. And so many books are written on that. Salahuddin Dajjal, Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi. Now where he went and how he conquered it, I read Akka and Hittin and Asqalan and all these places before he came right there to Aqsa al-Mubarak and so forth. And thereafter, you must remember, the Battle of Mu'ta took place. Battle of Mu'ta is something fascinating. When did this battle take place? All the ulama agree it was in the month of Jumad al-Ula, in the 8th year of the Hijrah. Now here you need to understand these 4 or 5 things here. Very, very important they are. So then you will understand who are Sahaba and what their legacy contribution is. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent an envoy. Remember, to that part of the world, Balqa and Jordan and all. So those enemies there, they assassinated him. You know, diplomatic immunity from those days already is considered a major crime. So he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, appointed and selected 3,000 people. You must go, and now you must go fight there and so forth. Therefore, this ghazwa is called ghazwa mu'ta. Technical term of ghazwa is Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present there bi nafsi nafis, with his own jasad athar and so. But literally, ghazwa means also to fight. So yeah, the literal meaning is taken. Then it's called Ghazwatul Umara, one Amir, two Amir, three Amir, then the fourth Amir, like that. So then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam even suggested and told them that, see, first Zayd bin Harisa, he will have, you must remember, the banner. After his martyrdom, then Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu, then after him Abdullah bin Rawaha, then you make Mashura and you choose. Take the three who were martyred there in the Battle of Mu'ta. For each one, Quran got revealed. فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَتَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَ. So see, no Sahabi's name is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Only the Zayd bin Harisa. Initially, they should call him Zayd bin Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah revealed the verse, Surah 33, verse 5, Ud'uhum li'abaihim wa'aqsatu indallah. That adopted children must be called by their biological father's name. So therefore, now his link to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is cut off. But Allah mentions his name in the Quran, so tutla ila yawm al-qiyamah, and it will be read till the day of qiyamah. Falamma qada zaydun minha, he got married to her, Zainab, Sayyidah Zainab radiallahu anha binti Jahsh. So anyway, it's a long story, but the marriage did not work out and so forth. But they did all that solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Allah made for Zayd, his name is mentioned. For Sayyidah Zainab, Allah said, Zawwajnaka, you are one of the only ladies here in this world that we perform your nikah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to her. Sayyidah, see how Allah elevated both of them. Go read Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verse number 37. Go read chapter 5, verse 83, the beginning of the seven Jews, seven Supara. Ja'far bin Abi Talib, Allah is speaking of him. That, the beginning of seven Jews, chapter 5, verse 83. Najashi said that, okay, read for me the Quran Sharif. They understood Arabic. He read Surah Maryam, chapter 19, comprising 98 verses. Before they embraced Islam, they were crying, tearing, sobbing already. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزَلَ الرَّسُولُ. When they heard what is revealed to the Master, but who was reading? Ja'far radiallahu anhu. So he was the person on whose head Najashi embraced Islam. Who can take that away from him? Nobody. So you must remember that. And his entourage, his cabinet, his caucus, say whatever you want to. So that is beginning of the seven Jews. And then you see, so he also is martyred. Ja'far al-Tayyar yatiru fil Jannah. And thereafter, remember that you see Abdullah bin Rawaha. The ayat got revealed in the ending of Surah al-Shu'ara, chapter number 26. And what Allah Ta'ala says, you must remember, وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ that these shuara, they just do a lot of funny things and all that. And they say things, but they themselves, they don't do it and all that. Meaning that Allah Ta'ala criticized most of them and so forth. So these Sahaba, Hassan bin Thabit, Abdullah bin Rawaha, they were the main poets of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was very, very worried and so forth. So Allah Jalla, that Imam Shafi's usul comes to me, you know, mind. Ma min amin illa waqad khussa anhul ba'as. You will never get the general law, but always there'll be exclusion and exemptions. So what he said? Allah says, illa. This is the last verse of Surah Shu'ara, chapter 26, verse number 227. There Allah Ta'ala says, chapter 26 and verse 227. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Except those people who have true perfect iman, they continue the righteous deeds. وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا They remember Allah جَلَّ وَلَا profusely abundantly. وَانْتَصَرُوا They are defended and they are protected. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا After they are oppressed and so forth. So for Sahaba, who can dispute? This is for whom? For Hassan bin Thabit and for him Abdullah bin Rawaha and all the other poets among Sahaba and so forth. Then they must remember that they would read and recite the poetry. So see, for all three of them martyred there, and every person going to Jordan, we will highly, highly recommend you should go and visit these places. I went there several times. Now, what the truth must be spoken, whether we like it or not. The Jordanian government, compared to the first time and the last time I went, Zamin Asman ka farq, they made it very nice now. So wonderful facilities, bathroom, wuzu, ablution, all that, you understood. So that is very good what they have done, and a brief history of each one of them is written in Arabic and so forth and so on. So you go there, go visit there, we encourage that and recommend that definitely. Not you just go here and there and just run away. Our real places you must go to. Now, there are only 3,000 Muslims. Enemy are how many? 200,000 or more. And the battle raged on for 7 days. How many martyrs among Sahaba? 12 only. Karamat of Sahaba. Now the three leaders, Umara, are gone now. Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu anhu, is appointed. He's the master strategist, tactician. He brought the Sahaba, majority of them, back home to Medina Munawwara safely. This is known as Sababul Wurud. When an incident takes place and an ayat gets revealed, ayat, one verse or several verses or so, Sababun Nuzul, from the skies and heavens, you must remember the verse was revealed. Asbabun Nuzul, like that. So now, yeah, an incident takes place and so forth. He brought the people back safely, Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu anhu warda. But he only embraced Islam in Safar, in the 80 of the Hijrah. So you got Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, 3 months. But see, what sacrifice, what love, what sincerity. 3 months later, plus minus, you see Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him a title, Innaka Saifun min Suyufillah. You are the Saif, you are with the scene. So Saif, summer, Rihlat al-Shita'i was Saif, with the sword. Yes, Saif, with the scene. You are the sword of Allah. Therefore, he never passed away in the battlefield. He passed away ala firashihi. He said, every part of my body, I got the wound and the scar. Today, I'm dying here. But the secret and wisdom of it is that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him Saifullah. So nobody can beat the Saifullah. You see that? So therefore he passes away there. Where? So in Hims, and there he is buried there. And not far from me is Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah is buried there. Umar Thani. So we must understand this. So one is read about Salahuddin. Second one, read about the Battle of Mu'ta. Our people go there, they're more interested in Petra and all these places. So that now that Islamically doesn't have much significance compared to, you must remember, Mu'ta. You see, it's a case of our priorities being upside down. You understood? So that is what we should remember. Then in the year 690 after Hijrah, 17 Jumad al-Ula, the last crusaders were expelled, you must remember, kicked out and so forth and so on. So if you study, you must remember the calendar, you will find Salahuddin Ayyubi, the three people's names. Now these kind of things also, our Darus also, these kind of things, very cut you, you must remember that. So therefore I say that all the Darulums, India, Pakistan, South Africa, even Arab countries, they need to revisit it and review it, you must remember that. So it's not some wahi, you must stick to this or something. It must be scope. Simo Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, that's one thing. Maulana, he was very, very fair in that. I used to tell him, Maulana, we actually teach students, we're all wasting time with this, some kitabs, Siraji. Nobody even understands what's going on there. You understand? So Al-Mawaris fi Shariat al-Islamiyya is much, much better. You understood? So I gave him the copy. He said, what a child. Then I said, I taught 13, 15 years, can't remember. So you must remember like that. So he was prepared to change. Because he realized what is for the betterment of, and they don't want to change your aqidah or something. You understood? So like that, we have to do these things. Now, if you speak about Palestine, yes, yesterday or day for yesterday, I heard somebody that they had to deliver a lecture. He said, please just check the dates. So I checked it for them. I said, yeah, it's fine. He said, no, I heard it. They heard it in my lecture. 636, remember this, was when Sayyidina Umar came from Medina Munawwara and came there to Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddis. Arab ulama say Baytul Maqdis, we India Pak, we say Baytul Muqaddis, both is fine. And then the Allahu Akbar, Sufyanus was there, the leader of the Christians, the negotiations took place. 636 to 1099, Muslim rule. And then 1099 to 1187, 88 years, the Crusaders, the Salbiyin were there. Who played a major, major role in expelling them? That Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi, Nuruddin Zanki, his father Imanuddin Zanki. There's a whole Dawla, a whole country known as Dawlatu Zankiya. But who knows about these things? You ask today, graduates, speak about Dawla, first time in life maybe he's hearing. I mean, let us be honest about these issues. You understood? So that you say, no, I'm alim and I'm a sheikh. Allah alone knows, you know. That therefore, Hazrat Muhammad Hassan Nadwi, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, is to cry, you know. He said that, Mada khasir al-alam bin hitat al-muslimin. That because the Muslims have gone so low in every field, academically and otherwise, economically, all, the whole world is suffering. Understood? That's the title of his work. Mada khasir al-alam bin hitat al-muslimin, and so forth. That we ourselves, instead of alayna an nu'athir, wala nata'athir, we must be the one to be the, you understand, trendsetters, and we must be the one to influence the world, not get influenced by them. Today what we do, we just cut and paste. That's all we do. You know? Whatever the West says, 90%, see, Saudi Arabia, Makkah, Medina, Jeddah, Riyadh, everywhere, Halloween. You understand? So the people who get involved in this, what you going to say? Pakka kufar, murtad. You must remember that. That, and the leaders who allow that, what you going to say? So that is how people lose iman. You make kufar statements, you behave like a kufar, like a non-Muslim. So these are things that we need to know and so forth. Thereafter, Salahuddin recaptures Beirut. So therefore, Allah shukr, you know, even when I was teaching in Darulum, so we used to get three holidays, you know. That Easter time, but that is just 5 days, 10 days, like short. So that one we said quietly, most of the time is Istima and this and that. Then you get July holidays, 3 weeks, you see. So that we used to go, yeah, there and all. And then the long holiday, 6 weeks, you know. Darulum shouldn't close Ramadan. Ramadan we used to teach. In 1-2 years they close, but afterwards. But the last 3-4 days or 5 days they close and all that. So anyway, cut long story short, why I'm telling you that, now see, Salahuddin recaptures Beirut. Now if you ask in Beirut, who's there? Al-Imam Ozai is there. How you have Imam Abu Hanifa, you have Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad. Imam Ozai is known as Imam Ahli Sham. His mazhab ran for centuries. You must remember that. He was one of the greatest imams in the entire Levant. I went to his grave also. In Beirut, he's buried there. So you will find that Imam Ozai, rahimahullah, that your Palestine, your Syria, your Jordan, your Lebanon, all that there. If you go today to Lebanon, how many people still follow his fiqh? Ozai is fiqh, you understood? Those who understand fiqh and so forth. Then slowly, slowly, his students pass away and then it just stops, you understood? So it's like you got 10 brothers. Now this brother passed away, that brother passed away, that sister passed away. So now the inheritance is finished, it's gone now. You understand? So these people who are alive, their inheritance must be sorted out and so forth. So that is now taqseemullah. Allah made nahnu qasamna bainahum fil hayati dunya. Allah makes the taqseem and division, distribution, how he wants and so forth. So that is what we should realize. You must remember that. That what great, great role they played in all this. Then you find that Hafsa radiallahu anha, she is the beloved Sahib Zadi, daughter of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and she is the honorable wife of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She also passed away, her demise took place in Jumad al-Ula, the year 45 after Hijrah. You see now, even this, if we want to become a true teacher, and today it's so easy, everything is on the internet. Leave all the rubbish that is there. Take the good things. You just put kharita, a kharita tul Madina. You understand? The old map of Madina Munawwara. And you put buyutu, azwajin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I used to go, we used to take the groups. I used to go look for all these old museums. Then we go visit them, you know, and see. So where was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam masjid? Where were the houses? What sequence? So now these two were the best friends. Even Quran speaks of them in Surah Tahrim. So you know that the houses were so close, Surah Hujurat. So Allah is speaking about the houses of the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam. So now if Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha just had to open a window, and next to her, Hazrat Hafsa had to open a window, they were like so near one another, they could chat with one another without leaving the houses. You understood? The houses were so small and so close to one another as well. So like that it was. So you must remember that is how you understand it. So Hazrat Aisha used to influence Hazrat Hafsa. I give you one nice story. Not understood, because we got bliss of marriage and that. My Ustad, we can't forget him, is our Muhsin, one of the greatest commentators of the Quran Sharif in the past century. Our Ustad Fadilatul Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Nawwarallahu Barqadahu, 50 years plus in Makkah. He made Taraweeh in Imamat there also. You see that some nights, now they say no moon, no moon, then it comes news is moon. Now the Imam is missing, he's gone home and then. So then we just did Isha Salat and I did the first 10 rakats. He told me himself. By that time that Imam come and all that kind of thing. You understood? So you see, I was Imam of the Haram also. You understood? Not appointed, now just like, you understand. The Taraweeh time and all that kind of thing. Well, so anyway, so he made khidmat of Quran Sharif, you see. So one day I'm sitting by him, so he gave a book, Az-Ziwajul Mubakkir. You saw it with the black cover. My name is Utande also. He gave me Hadiyah. So he writes, you know, Hadiyah to Ilal Fadil and this and all that, whatever. So he gave me. So in there, this incident is written. So one day, she, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, and Sayyida Sauda, they sitting. But when Hazrat Aisha looked at her clothing, it was looking but shabby, like, you know. And then Hazrat Hafsa looked at her clothing, also it looked like but shabby. So the two of them, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa, they said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come here just now. He will see we, the wives, we don't look so impressive now. And there's Hazrat Sauda, but she's old, but she looks so smart, like, you know. So we have to do something. So the two of them, they told Hazrat Sauda radiallahu anha, you never heard. Say what? He said, Kharaja Dajjal. Dajjal came out. He said, what must I do? He said, go there at the back and hide there. But they knew there at the back, there's a lot of dust and all this kind of thing. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, they were laughing and smiling. like, you know, almost falling on one another. Now, it's your wife, you know the habits and so. So Nabi alayhi salam asked, but what happened? You all did something. They're still laughing. They point there, go see there. So then Nabi alayhi salam went there, Isoda, see the soda is hiding. Like, that's serious. Say, what you doing here? Said, no, you never heard. He said, what? He said, Dajjal came out. You understood? So even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laughed. You see, so the lesson you learn from here is this, Adwarratan la tattafiqan. When you normally have 2-3 wives, they don't agree. You must remember. It's human nature that you must remember. And sometimes you must make tasamu also. And you must look over, you know, you must make like overlook, like, you know. Abu Mawasema rahimahullah, he used to, I learned this word from him. Stood in English. He said, Urdu mein hum isko chasham poshi kehte hai. You saw something, you saw a student doing wrong, but you must just put like a cover on your eyes, make like you never saw it. You can't be always making noise with the student, you understand? Then the whole thing will fall flat. Sometimes just overlook it. Not always, sometimes. So you just overlook something. Fa'fu wasfahu, Quran says. You say that like that. So you say you must go naive with the students. The same as I used to use the word go naive. So the I say, well, not English is top also. So I must go naive. So that is why some, not always, once in a while you overlook, like you see. Otherwise everything will just go mix up, like you see, and like that. So then Nabi alayhi salam came back and he laughed and said the Aisha said the Hafsa laughed also. You see. So that is how, sometimes in life, especially husband, wife, parents, children, sometimes you have to overlook things also. You can't just be like, you know, a dictator and somebody like that. And they don't work like that. The whole marriage will fall apart and the children also will fall apart and so forth. So what I'm saying, Sayyidah Hafsa radiallahu anha, she passed away in this month. So now we need the whole profile of all the wives of Nabi alayhi salam, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, wa azwaju Ummahatuhum, and you need the children, their profile, all these things. Yeah. Otherwise, how are you going to love them? Quran says you must love them. Qulla as'alukum alayhi ajra, illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. So how are you going to love the person when you don't know about the person? It's common sense. You understood? So these are things we must all learn. Inshallah, once we do that, it will enhance our iman, inshallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us tawfiq to practice on what was said. In kana sawaban fa min Allah, wa in kana khata'an fa minni wa min ash-shaytan. If it's correct, it's from Allah. If it's incorrect, then it's from me and shaytan and Lucifer. Allah forgive us, Allah protect us.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab. From us in the team, we say Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.